Hey everybody, welcome to episode 8, which means we're on 2 months of podcast Lost in Space. For some reason we managed to do this every week for 2 months. Pat myself on the head. Yeah.
Isn't it shoulder?
It's my head today.
Okay.
yeah, welcome to this whole crazy thing. As always, I'm Alexander. We're all kind of half awake still. That's going to be the way it is.
Are your headphones held together by duct tape?
My headphones are held together by duct tape. They cost money to replace.
They do.
We had a whole conversation last week where everybody yelled at me about spending my money.
Because you're terrible at it.
I didn't yell at you about that. It's just, everybody has their own style.
And Alyssa wasn't here to yell about spending money.
Nope, because I couldn't talk.
yeah, but we'll start with that. Hey, introduce yourself, Alyssa.
Hello, I'm Alyssa. I've been kind of MIA for a little bit.
Me too.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I was gone because of the Seahawks game, I think. And then last week, I lost my voice, so I couldn't talk, so I wasn't here. I am the little sister of the group. I'm Alexander's little sister. I am a college student. I'm a sophomore, I'm going to say, because I'm a junior in credits, but I'm a sophomore. And, yeah, hello.
Senny, since Ryan walked out of the picture.
Okay, hi, I'm Seneca, otherwise known as Senny.
Oh, God.
Ryan is apparently having difficulties today.
Yeah.
I am the second in command, I guess, to Alexander. I'm the person that he goes to and goes, what do we do? I don't know. Yeah. Meh. I'm here. I'm alive.
And Ryan, make sure you know I muted you.
Why'd you mute me?
Because you were making noise.
Because you yelled.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Ryan, Village Idiot, a.k.a. Utter Badass.
Where have you been?
Me? Everywhere.
Why were you gone for the last couple weeks?
Oh, well, let's see. 2 weeks ago, I was watching the Sounders game.
No, Seahawks.
Sounders.
It was Sounders for him.
And last week, I went up to LA to visit my girlfriend.
All the reasons.
Yeah, they're not very good, but we give them to them anyway.
Significant other counts.
Well, the significant other counts. The sports ball games don't count.
Yes, they do.
I guess we'll go back to Alyssa. How's your week been? Your 2 weeks been?
Well, they've been good. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Not much has really gone on. It's just basically been school, and Halloween was fun. I was up till 4 in the morning, so that was fun. Yeah, not really much is going on. It's just been school and tests, and I don't know. I, like, was studying really hard for my another art history test, and I thought I was going to fail it because I had a lot of other stuff going. Well, not fail, but not do good because I had a lot of other stuff going on. It was really stressful, but I ended up getting an A on it, so that was really fun. So just I didn't have any, like, midterm tests, which was weird.
Well, you're lucky.
Midterms just kind of happened.
Because that's all I've been doing this week, is getting ready for midterms. Fine, that stays like that.
Apparently today's just full of technical issues.
Yeah, a little bit. My own little setup's a mess right now. So there's that. Ryan, what have you been up to the last 2 weeks?
Well, I finished up my app last week and we released that on Monday. So my phone at work has been blowing up from calls, just people. It's broken, but in reality, I got one call where this guy called me. He's like, hey, I can't create a new account. And we looked at the database and, like, saw what he's actually doing. He was trying to log in without creating an account.
Oh.
And I'm like, I was just like, I can't fix stupidity. So, but we got him that, so I've been bug fixing, rebranding it to our other three sub-companies. Yeah.
They didn't fire him on the spot after it went live, contrary to popular belief.
That's good.
Yeah,
Freddy Gunnerman.
My grandma's been like freaking out. Like, what does it mean now? Are you fired? And I'm about to tell her, like, they gave me my full salary and then fired me.
Lenny, how have you been?
This week has been kind of intense in a weird way, because so I've already talked to Alexander a little bit about this, but so I got offered another client as well as the one that I've been working with for my job. I've officially been there for a month and a half, month now? I don't know. I've been there for a while now. Well, that's cool. I got offered a new client where I'm actually like at the cap amount of hours that I've offered to them, so that's kind of awesome, but it also means a lot more work. I've officially started to apply to graduate programs versus looking at them and, you know, figuring out where I wanted to apply and information, and that's been fun just because applications are kind of a pain in the butt.
That's my coming next few weeks is looking into grants and all of that and doing all those applications.
Yep.
That's not going to be fun.
Oh, wait. So last episode, I mentioned this really expensive wallet that I got because we were talking about money. And I want it noted, like, yes, I paid an exorbitant amount of wallet. Well, technically. Amount of money for a new wallet. But it's exactly what I want, and it's working out really well. So I'm happy. Like,
what price range did you pay for a wallet? Except, well, I missed last week.
You should go back
and watch
and
the podcast.
Oh, about 170.
Jesus. Well, I guess my wallet costs my girlfriend. It costs her $45 with a 50% off discount. So I guess this thing is $90.
Yeah, and like it's a really nice wallet. It's made with sheep leather, and
those poor sheep.
Like it's my grandparents had sheep for a while, so
finally licensed in the mail, so I have government form of government ID because I lost my wallet the last time I was on the podcast. I had just lost my wallet and been dealing with a lot of stuff, but I finally have all my cards and my license, so
nice.
That's super fun.
Oh good, you're actually a person again.
I know. I was so excited. I was like, I actually exist to the government now. Or like, if I die, I have government ID.
I was gonna say you always existed.
Yeah.
That's true.
Your wallet gets stolen, and you just drop out of all government records.
She does become untraceable, especially if she just starts using cash.
Yeah. I could disappear. I could have used this to disappear off the face of the planet. Nobody would know where I went.
I'm going to address Doc. Apparently lost track of time. He may or may not join us, if you're wondering why we're only four voices instead of five. But in theory, we're all here.
Wait,
yay.
How did you get...
Doc will join us in a second. What was that,
we'll
Ryan?
We'll be here in a minute.
How did you lose track of time?
Because today... Well, technically, I guess today's is daylight savings. So
I mean, was awake. It was weird. I was awake when it switched, and so we were, like, hanging out, and then all of a sudden, like, I looked at my phone, and it was, like, back. I've never been awake during the switch, because your phone changes automatically.
Yeah. Yep.
So, it was really weird, but it was, like, party.
I was annoyed. I woke up at 7 this morning, and I'm like, I should be in sleep. Got really pissed, and then I was like, oh, wait. I had my 8 hours.
Aw, you had to wait. You woke up at 7.
Yeah.
I do that every day for work.
Yeah, but I didn't have work today. Hey, there's Doc.
Hi.
Give him a second. Give him a second to work out all the technicals. Today's a very slow and lazy day.
It's the Sunday after Halloween.
Absolutely. We need time to rest up, man.
People are recovering. Like, we're super low energy, all of us.
I can
we apologize
later,
for that.
But...
I literally just lost track of time. Like, I'm late because of that. I was cleaning my apartment, and I just go, oh, shit, it's already 1:30.
I was playing games, and I'm like, and Seneca's like, "Hey, are we on time?" I'm like, "Yes, we are. Close the game."
I was 14. I had a game this morning. That's fun.
Yeah, how's soccer going, Ryan?
Good. We're on, what, 3-game winning streak? Sort of a little rough, but...
All you, right?
What?
It's all you?
No. I'm like the worst player. But it amazes me because we're in an adult league, and some of these guys have played together since they were, like, little kids, so, like, for 20 years. And we're this, like, young team, and we don't practice, and there are teams that practice, like, once, or at least every other team practices once a week. And we don't practice, we just show up on Sundays, and we kick these guys' ass. Like, what, 2 weeks ago, we won, like, 9-4.
Wow.
Damn.
This week, we won 2-1. Yeah, it was. Their goalie was garbage.
One of the first games at NDSU, the women's soccer won 9-0.
Yeah.
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 Newman, are you excited to watch the game today, Sounders game?
Yeah, I'm heading over to the Sounders bar to watch it tonight.
Yeah, I can't believe Sounders beat Galaxy finally in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was funny because one of the kids I nanny, I had to drive him over to his best friend's house. And he was, because he got invited, like, randomly in the morning to go to the Sounders game.
It was at night. So,
yeah, he got invited in the morning before he went to school. You know how that, remember how that works in elementary school?
Night.
Do you remember how elementary school works, Ryan?
No. Yeah, there's nap time, you pretend to read, and then you learn how to tie your shoes, right? That's... Tie my elementary school.
I never learned how to tie my shoes the right way.
What?
I still tie my shoes wrong.
Wait, there's a wrong way to tie your shoes?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, his is just like, you know, it gets tangled up in his fingers and he can't walk. It's just, yeah, it's that's why he only wears slip-ons.
I do.
Two bunny ears?
I do the two bunny ears.
That's stupid.
Fuck you.
That is stupid. That's not a wrong way to do it. That's just
not the right way. There's a difference.
As long as it secures your feet. Or your shoes to your feet. I don't know what is wrong with me today. As long as it secures your shoes to your feet, I feel like you're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But then I was trying to teach the younger one how to tie his shoes and having to explain to him.
Well, now you're just going to get the Nike self-tying shoes and then you won't have to worry about it ever again.
Yeah, I saw those.
Hey, I have a magic thing for you. It's called Velcro.
It's true.
No,
now you're talking elementary school. That's okay.
Those, like, the ones that are, like, scrunchy, so you, like, just twist them together.
Those things were horrible. Laces. Those spiral laces?
Oh, I remember those.
That was my favorite.
Those were awful. So, Doc, how have you been this week?
This week is good. There was a bank robbery across the street from my school on Friday. Everyone is fine. Wasn't a major situation other than, you know, standard bank robbery alert level kind of thing. So I work from home a lot of days, and so I go down to SPU and I'll work out of the student union building and just, you know, hang out with some friends and do whatever while I do my work. And this instance, I'm going down and I get into the building and they're like, "By the way, we're going into a lockdown. There's a certain situation happening." And I was like, "Oh, by the way, your lockdown totally didn't work. I still managed to get in. Like, I still got into the building."
No.
And they're like, "Okay, yeah, whatever." And so they kind of herd us into this, like, into this cafe section, and then they bring down the gates in which they use for usually when they close up the cafe area. But now we have all these people kind of herded into this one location. And it's like, if someone wanted to do violence and, like, shoot at us, we are literally fish in a barrel. So it was a very terrible procedure protocol, but everyone was fine. Nothing happened. I think the guy who was robbing the bank got arrested. Didn't really follow up on that, but I doubt he's still at large. And then, so yeah, that's essentially how my Friday was. That was the second lockdown that was not a drill that I was a part of at SPU. And, yeah, so that's why I wanted to talk about crisis situations this week on the episode and how to properly approach them and handle them.
Okay. Yeah, that sound. And SPU has had a bad time of it lately.
Yeah, especially because year ago was the school shooting, which I was in the building for, which was the first lockdown I was a part of. Mm-hmm. And that one, everyone followed the same procedure that you would expect, where it's like you close all the doors, stay near the walls, and we literally took to that procedure, and that was the safest we could possibly feel, where it's like we just closed the doors, they automatically locked, we pressed up against the wall, and then it was just on us to try and keep each other calm and not too worried and just, like, you know, reinforce everybody with just, like, mm-hmm. positive ideas, like, we're going to be okay, we're going to get through this and do all this, even though I was still texting family members as if it was going to be the last text that I was ever going to send them. So, very stressful situation, but still got to remain calm in the presence of other people in order to keep the calm mm-hmm. amongst all of you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I actually worked with the guy last summer who was also in the building when it happened. It might have been in the same class. I don't know.
What was his name?
Adam.
Adam. Adam Carlson?
No, I don't want to do last names.
Okay, got it. Just because I do know an Adam who was in the CS program who would have been in the building of that, but there's a lot of people because there's like engineering students, computer science students, and all that. I may know him.
CS person.
And then what did you go up to this Halloween? All Hallows Eve.
Thank you.
Doc.
Oh, for me? Oh, I went to parties. On Friday night, went up to Capitol Hill dressed as Mad Max. That was really fun. Had a group of friends that were dressed as war boys, so we had a kind of neat group aesthetic going on, going up to that. And then last night, dressed as Star-Lord, went to a friend of mine's house party and stayed relatively sober, which is something that I'm trying to keep up with and not, like, drinking too much or too excession in any way. So, and I had a lot more fun actually staying mostly sober, like, during this big giant party, mainly because if I go over an edge a little bit too much, I start to worry. It's like, oh, am I making an ass of myself when I just shout out how amazing the Marvel movies are, which is something that I also do when sober, but at least my arguments are a lot more coherent when I'm sober.
Yeah.
Do people argue you about that they aren't good?
No, about how amazing they are and how everyone should watch them.
People are like, calm down there. They're only okay.
Exactly. I'm like, no, they are great. All of them, even Thor 2. They're amazing.
I wanted to be Thor for Halloween, but I didn't have enough time to put it together.
You know, Halloween does come around once
every year, I know. But who knows? It might not be as big of a thing. I don't know. It probably still will be.
Yeah. I guess I never got to say what I did. I was in midterms this week, which is why we didn't get a recipe this week. Also, I got lazy. But it's why we didn't get a recipe this week, is because I was in midterms, and everything else was kind of also on fire at the same time. So that was my week. Even though I didn't do a ton of studying, because I'm not that kind of... If there was just enough things due and enough readings that I had to do that took a while, that kind of everything else in my life got really slowed way down. Mm-hmm. Plus, getting back into the swing of being down here and not up in North Bend has been part of that. But then I also actually did social things for Halloween this year, which is rare.
No way.
Yeah, Friday I went to my dance studio that I go to for their little Halloween party. And that was fun. I hurt my foot because I always hurt my foot when I'm, you know, dancing. And then Saturday, I ended up going up to see my parents for a little bit because, you know, mom got lonely again. And then went to another actual dance lesson and then couldn't move my right arm because dancing is really hard on the body. And then I went down to the AFK Tavern in Renton and hung out with a friend there. And that was fun. That was a really low-key night, though, because they didn't do a big event in the Renton facility.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is surprising. Their Everett facility was a massive event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
It's also Renton. Remember that one movie that took place in Renton?
It's also
No, because it didn't happen. Because it's Renton.
Also Everett. One's next to Ikea, one's in a crap hole in Everett.
Yeah, but the Everett one, there's a bunch of college kids like me. Well, I guess not me anymore. But
Everett was at least reference in a Harrison Ford movie once. I remember that.
That connects everything.
Yeah. I was like, hey, it takes place in Seattle, and they're talking about going north to Everett. And then the setting changes to Eastern Washington, so we're like, fuck you, you can't fool us.
Well, most of the movies shot here are shot in Vancouver, up in British Columbia.
I forgot. I am now in single life.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. With, like, being out of college and being single and now trying to meet people after you've been in a relationship for, like, 2 years. So, and it'll be interesting, but that's something new that happened in these last 2 weeks.
Gotcha. Your internet sucks, by the way.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry. Man.
So that was what I was up to. Doc, go ahead.
I was going to say, do we want to go down the road of relationships? Because that's actually like a mine full of like just prime material.
Yeah. Especially because apparently today is... So you guys, I'm assuming, all know about the holiday thing where you're not supposed to break up with people between the certain holidays because there's no time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, at least somebody's there. Apparently today is the day to break up with people.
Today is the key day.
That makes sense.
You're right on time, Alyssa.
Yeah. Well, no, tweet.
Yeah. But, yeah, I heard this on the radio, actually, when I was driving to work. They referenced, because apparently, you know, somebody was not interested in maintaining a relationship with their significant other anymore, and they were worried about the holidays and everything. And in the radio show, just straight up, they're like, no, like, the day after Halloween. That is your window. I'm just like, that's so brutal.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and which is funny because when I was a freshman in college, I broke up with my girlfriend around the same time. It's like around this period, and it was like just before Halloween where we broke up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's something about it of like just being young and in college where it's like around this season. I don't know, but things just don't work right. I don't really get it.
Well, you're back in school. You're back. You know, you're refiguring out how to deal with all the pressures of school and everything
else.
And
you learn more about yourself.
And yeah, for the kids who just got out there.
Yeah, Alyssa, were you in a long-term relationship? Or long distance, I mean?
Yeah, we were together. No, he's here too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they both ended up going out there. Yeah.
So
yeah, we can dig into that real quick before we get started. Though I want to go and say, hey, go give us money at our Extra Life page. If you go look up the team, Podcast Lost in Space at extralife.org, you can give money, and it'll all go to charity. It all goes to the kids, and that's a reminder to my hosts to start pushing that on people too.
Sorry.
But yes, give us money because we're going to be doing that event on the 7th. Seneca's going to come down and give me food.
At least for part of it.
At least part of it. Joey's going to come by in the morning and hang out for a little bit as well. Cool. So that'll be cool. And maybe we'll get some other people. I've already told Taylor she can't leave the family I live with. She can't leave the house that day. She's stuck with me and keeping me company. But yeah, we're going to do that, and you're going to slowly watch me descend into madness as I try to play video games for 24 hours.
Yeah, it's going to be a neat psychological video.
Yay!
How far did you go last year?
I made it 16 hours while running a fever.
Ooh. Bad idea.
And the reason I stopped was because I realized, like, at around hour 15, 16, oh, I'm not just hot and then cold. I have a fever. I'm sick. Mm-hmm. I should stop.
Yeah.
But yes, I made it 16-something hours. I could have made the rest of it if I hadn't had a bloody fever.
We will see this year.
You obviously don't care about kids with cancer.
Obviously. I made
you
$1.
Gave up on them.
I made $1 from Ryan.
From me?
This year?
Yeah, you gave me $1.
Oh, okay.
See, Alexander, I'm making soup when I'm there just in case now. make it soup.
yeah, we should actually be getting a bunch of those recipes up soon for what Sunny has planned.
Yes, which I have a various collaborative and stuff.
And that'll be me making up, that'll be us making up for the fact that we missed other recipes.
Mm-hmm. How dare you miss them?
But yes, that's the big event here. And now, if we're going to talk about relationships, I'm going to be quiet because I haven't had one in 5 years.
But that doesn't mean that you can't have input. I mean,
yeah, you can totally have input. You're going to provide a very specific single life interpretation to this.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Yes,
but that's okay.
Because the thing about being single is a lot more work gets done.
Yes.
What do you mean by more work gets done?
As far as for me, since I have like a bunch of free time activities, like I'm working with like the SPU developers and coding a game, I write in my free time, I do all this. A lot of that time that would usually be spent put into a relationship now just goes to my hobbies and working on stuff.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you no longer have like the obligation to spend time with a certain person, have your like schedules lined up. Like personally, I have gotten so busy now, and like I'm branching out and spending more time with my sorority sisters or some of my fraternity brothers and stuff. And it's just, yeah, I get that. You do have a lot more time to do stuff.
See, I've always just told my friends to go to hell instead, and then not lost any time that way.
See, I don't know if it's necessarily like more time or not. I think it's more flexibility, honestly. Because like, I mean, I've been in a relationship for almost 3 years now. God, that's a while. but like, you know, it's been almost 3 years. I graduated when I was with him. Like, I've done a lot of shit. I've gotten a lot of shit done, and like, it's taken a lot of time and finagling of schedules, but I've managed to kind of keep the same amount, if not more, of the plates that I was spinning before I was with him, like while I've been with him too. So. Mm-hmm. It just takes finagling.
I think it depends on how your relationship is. Cause like me and my girlfriend, we've been together for what, almost 3 years too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, if we see each other, great. Like, we'll probably like sleep over at each other's places, or when she graduates, she'll move in with me. But it's just like I have shit to do, she has shit to do, so we just kind of do our shit separately, and then like meet up when we have time.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the relationship, like, in the span of this entire podcast series, like the first episode to now, I got in and out of a relationship. Damn. And the relationship, and one of the main things that she brought up about me as to, like, one of the things that was, like, a problem was the fact that she didn't see me as often as she would like to. She was a person who just wanted me to be there, hang out, do stuff all the time, whereas I'm very individualistic, as well as there's a lot of things that I want to do and, you know, be on my own to do them. And I'm always happy to see the person that I'm in a relationship with. I'm not trying to avoid them or think that they're, like, holding me back from anything, but there's just certain things that I want to get done, and I'm in a place where I felt like I needed to compromise my time seeing her in order to get the stuff that I wanted to do done. So it kind of became a reflection of maybe I'm not currently ready for a relationship right now, and I should just do the things that make me happy, just do the things that I feel like are most important, and then time will tell to where I go, now I think a relationship is probably the more important thing in my life. And might be the healthiest thing for me.
Mm-hmm. The same thing. After I joined a sorority, I had a lot of.
Oh.
She cut out.
Yeah, she cut out.
She had a lot of runs.
Wait, Alyssa, you cut out.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. I joined a sorority, and we had a lot of meetings, required meetings and events and things that we do, and then on top of time with your sorority sisters and get to know them. Mm-hmm. So I became really, really busy things to do. So I kind of compromised that time. So that puts, like, in certain relationships for us, I know it kind of put a little stress on it because it was like I didn't have enough time for him. And that, I mean, you should be able to, but at the same time, you also need to, we have separate lives, and we have separate things that we want to do, and so now I'm being me and who I
Okay, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm being me, and like I'm finding who I am, and that's one reason you go to college. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to worry about what is or like where are they or do they need, are they alone and should I be with them? No, it's like what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And like, so it's really nice. And I mean, it is sad because you do miss like that aspect of having somebody, but right now I think it's the best thing for me. Yeah. And I have made so many friends, and it's just time to focus on yourself. So personally, I think relationships are great, but I know everybody tells you things, but you never want to listen in the moment. But right now, I'm in college, and I'm finding myself, and that is what is most important.
You just said the most cliched college kid thing ever. I'm finding myself.
Yeah, I know. No, it's so true, though. It is so true.
It is. It's cliched for a reason.
Yeah, but I also think, like...
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's important to know what you want and, like, who you are as an individual. Like...
Yeah.
Just as... Because, I mean, like, a lot of people talk about my boyfriend and I and how we're healthy and whatnot and cute and whatever. And... Like, I've actually had female friends who've had relationship problems come to me and be like, how the hell do you make it work? And I sit there and go, well, at the end of the day, like, yeah, we're together and we're a we, like, we're a team to a certain regard. But he knows if something comes up, like, if a paper thing came up all of a sudden where it was like, I need to get shit done. I can't do this date night. Like, I would try to reschedule it, but I would have to take first priority with what I have to do and what I have to get done for my sake. So, yeah, like, and that's kind of the weird understanding that we have, because it wouldn't work otherwise.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's the fact that it's, like, even if you have little time together, it's, like, that, and like, any amount of time is enough for you guys to maintain that happiness in a relationship.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, within mine, it's, like, she wanted a lot of time, and there was a lot of time that I could not provide just based on the stuff that I was doing. And it was so early in the relationship where it was, like, we... probably should call this off out of the fact that it's like, and so who knows, like, if that was our only problem and I could work around that, then we might still be together. But obviously it was something that was a persistent thing, as well as, like, there's a litany of other issues. I'm not saying that my timing is the only problem in there.
Yeah.
But it also comes down to where it's like, I had a relationship before where she was full-time student, I was full-time work and full-time student, and it's like, we were busy, we saw each other very little, but we still made the relationship last a really long time, just because the time we spent together was meaningful, and it's exactly what we wanted. Whereas, like, we're doing our own thing, we're able to spend that time with each other, and the time we spend makes us happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's also that mutual, like, understanding of your goals, and you have to be on the in the same direction. And that was kind of another problem with my relationship. We kind of were going in kind of different directions. We both are very career orientated, but our way of getting there is very different. And I'm kind of discovering that I want to possibly move to Europe, and I'm now double
majoring, I'm assuming.
Yeah, she's just going to keep making me look bad, too, moving to Europe now.
Yeah.
I think, hold on. That idea of moving to Europe, when would you be planning on doing that?
So, I need to study abroad for my degree, and I want to abroad. There's a couple companies that I've been looking at, and it would be after graduation, because I
so
want to...
So, how many years down the road would that be?
Three.
Okay. See, and that's what I never understood is making that a part of, like, another reason as to, like, this is a good reason to break up, when it's something that's, like, really far down the line.
Well, no, it's more the fact of the direction you're going is very different. And, I mean, there's some other aspects in there that had to do with studying abroad and not really entirely understanding purpose.
It's no, more... I totally understand. Out of the fact that you're saying, like, yeah, we're career oriented, we want to do this, and then down the line I'm looking to do this. But for me, it's like setting that time stamp where it's like 3 years down the line, probably going to be studying abroad, doing all this. I don't see how, like, people factor that in, because for me, when I'm in a relationship, I'm usually seeing someone that I'm treating as my best friend, where it's like, mm-hmm. you know, you're opening up, you're being very personal. Of course, it's like they know everything about you, where it's like, even if that timestamp's there, it's like I wouldn't really want to be with anyone else at the moment.
It also,
it's more
I don't even consider any future plans, where it's like I take it a day at a time is my kind of plan.
Yeah.
Well, but also
how long the relationship's been going on already.
Yeah.
You know, if it's you're 2 or 3 years in and all of a sudden this is coming up of, hey, this is the future that I want to move toward, it's where it comes in of, we've already been dating 2 or 3 years and now we can see a point where I want to go to Europe and you absolutely do not.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, the other thing is like, if it's 2 years in and the move to Europe's like 3 years down. See, and I know this isn't like the only reason why Alyssa would probably like end the relationship with this guy.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like people include this as a reason when I don't think it should be a reason included at all. Where it's like someone's
it's
like,
more
I,
the
I'm
value.
Probably gonna be, what's that?
It's more like the life value part of it. It's yeah. like the appreciation of that, because that's something that's really big to me is travel and being very worldly and stuff. And I need somebody that can appreciate that as well. And so that's kind of like a big deal to me, because it's also like looking down like in the next like year, maybe wanting to go somewhere, and the factor of they get it, but they don't really necessarily understand why it was. There's mm-hmm. other things.
All right, let's let Sunny have a word in.
Okay, so I understand where Doc's coming from, and I understand that Alyssa is saying that the whole Europe aspect isn't just about like going to Europe. It's like it's the undertones essentially. But also, some people can't get over the fact that there's a timeline on a relationship potentially, because like. So I'm considering, well, I'm hoping, to get into graduate school, right? I don't know where the hell I'm going to live next year if I get into a graduate program. Like, straight up. I have no idea. No clue. I have no freaking clue where I will be accepted. I don't know if I'll have to move. I don't know the timeline all that well, because a lot of these programs will essentially tell me if I get admitted, and that is what I will know. Yeah. Now, like, yeah, that potentially puts a timeline on my relationship. We've also talked about it, too, of, like, is this worth, you know, pursuing if I do move across the country? And for now, we've decided that it's something that's worth pursuing and keeping up with. But we've also had that discussion of, you know, like, if I move away and it doesn't work, that's life to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also people where that timeline doesn't freak us out.
Yeah, because that comes back all to the goals aspect, where it's like this
yeah.
graduate school is going to be a very important thing for you moving up in your career and becoming like the certified professional that you're going to be. And yeah, and that's where for me it's like if you've already put in a lot of time and you really enjoy this person and all this, mm-hmm. I always consider it like take it a day at a time, where it's like each day is really good or yeah. some days are bad, and you get to the point where it's like day by day the days are not good anymore, and mm-hmm. that's where it's like we've had way more bad days than we have good. We gotta really consider calling it off.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened with us. Like we both kind of checked out a little. And it's not fair to either of us to have done that to each other, but at the same time, it's kind of what you do is when you kind of start seeing things crumble, you start being like, okay, let's check out and check into something else. And then we finally just kind of decide because
never gets old.
Never gets old.
I actually want to talk about, like, Senny's point is my girlfriend and I are in a similar situation, so I just packed up and got a job in San Diego and just moved. And we talked about it, and she's like, okay, like, I'll move down to San Diego, like, when I graduate. Cool, so we're, like, doing the long distancing for now, and then she wants to live, like, take a year off from school, and she wants to go to grad school down here in San Diego. She wants to go to San Diego State, but it's also grad school, so we've talked about, like, she wants to stay on the West Coast for sure,
mm-hmm.
but she said, like, would you do the same for me? Like, if I have to pack up and move back up to Portland or Seattle or, like, NorCal or something, would you do the same for me? And, like, we've talked about it. I'm like, yeah, like, I think that that's also worth it. So.
What about North Carolina?
What? The place that I might end up.
What about North Carolina? Across the country.
Oh, that's
May I say, on behalf of Podcast Lost in Space, fuck North Carolina.
Hey, 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 no, I am not affiliated with that statement.
Absolutely. All of us agree that North Carolina is the worst out of all 50 states.
I almost ended up going there for military school. I almost ended up going there for military school.
Oh my gosh.
At what point are you going to go to military school?
I was going to go take military history as a master's degree.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, and then I remembered that I'm really bad at remembering dates and people, and that I shouldn't be a history major, because that'd be a really bad idea.
I'm pretty sure he still thinks my name is Steve Johnson.
Yep. It's not?
No. No.
No.
It's Michael J. Fox. Nice to meet you.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you. I'm going to bring us off that heavy topic a bit. Let's walk away from that a little bit.
But it's such a good topic. I love it talking about it.
It is really good. And
we can talk more about it in February.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Wednesday coming up.
That is the worst month ever.
I wanted to bring up, so basically, my Halloween ended up me and a friend, just one friend of mine from school, hanging out at the AFK talking all night, because what else were we going to do? And that was a lot of fun.
Board games?
Nope. There was just two of us. And there weren't enough random groups. That's why I was surprised by how small it was. There weren't enough random groups to have people to play with other than just two people. So I just drank a lot of really yummy tea. And
you went to
we hung out.
Got tea?
I don't drink.
Newman, it's Alexander. We all know this.
Hey, I'm getting closer to living his life. I'm trying to not drink anymore.
Yeah.
Not because I have a problem. I might have a problem. Certain experts would say that I have a problem. But I'm doing it just out of, like, health reasons, you know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of that. I just never liked it. And I also don't like the fact that it's an acquired taste. I'm like, yeah, that's okay. But we were talking about...
If you drink enough of it, the problems go away.
Right. I just prefer to live in existential dread and misery. We were talking about making phone calls.
Wow, you're a bigger sadist than most alcoholics.
Yeah, we were talking about phone calls with our generation.
This is really funny because Mom and I, so there's this person that I met at a party and we were I realized that, like, kind of didn't with this. Oh, what? Do I keep cutting out?
Yes.
Do you have an Ethernet cable? Usually better on school campuses.
I don't. My internet's been sucking lately. Sorry. But, okay, there was this person, and we were talking, but then I realized I did not want to continue the relation, or the talk.
The conversation.
Because I don't want a relationship. Yeah, conversation. I don't want a relationship or anything. So then I had to friend zone him. And I was talking to my mom.
There's a whole conversation there.
Yes, there is a whole conversation there. But I was talking to my mom, and I was like, yeah, I don't know when to talk to him because I don't want to text him about it because, like, I feel like that's mean. But then I'm going to see him at the party later, so do I just do it there? She's like, why don't you just call him? And I was like, we don't call people. Like, yeah. That'd be weird. If I called him, he'd be like, why are you calling me? Like,
what's wrong? Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're supposed to call people during emergencies.
We were talking about the kind of idea was, as a kid, she was terrified of making phone calls. just actually, like, legitimately scared of it. But me, like, even on a less serious note, has anybody here called a pizza place to order pizza if there's an option to do it online?
No, I use the app.
Yes.
I've not called a pizza place in probably 7 years.
Yeah.
I don't know when I've last called a pizza place, but I know that last time I ordered pizza, I did.
2 weeks ago for me. 3 weeks ago.
You called them, Alyssa, or did you use the app or the internet site?
No. Called them. Called Domino's.
I'm pretty sure that could be a Guinness Book of World Record, like a Guinness World Record out of, like, most recent call to a pizza place.
Last 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because
October 14th, 2015.
Because I don't remember the last time I've called a pizza. If there's a pizza place and it's like, hey, you need a call to order your food, I'll go to and order it from a crappier pizza place because it's online.
Really?
That's sad.
It's just not worth the effort of making a phone call.
That's super sad.
That is sad.
That's tragic. That is sad.
And it's not that I'm afraid.
I'm surprised that you actually do this podcast.
Well, that's the thing.
So much work.
Nothing about...
I'd rather just talk to these animated characters in my video games.
Hey. Hey. It's my books. Be nice. No, this doesn't... And
we're feisty. We're tired and feisty today. Yeah. I like this.
No. None of the kids our age that I've met, like, nobody wants to call. If you call, it's because there's an emergency. But if I Skype you, and I know you have Skype on your phone, that's completely different to me. Like, the way, it's not. It's actually not.
That's awkward.
But I've never seen, like, anybody who Skypes me, or I'm on TeamSpeak all the time, or this never, I've never thought about this as a phone call.
Well, because there's video.
Yeah, but I've used my phone before. You know, like, as for the calling device. But yet...
Like FaceTime.
Yeah, like FaceTime or anything. Isn't a phone call.
If you call me on Skype, I'm going to say, why didn't you call me on a regular phone? Because now I'm wasting data.
You don't hook into Wi-Fi everywhere you go?
Not everywhere has Wi-Fi.
What kind of third world country do you live in?
The real world?
No, oh, that sounds like
North Carolina.
Shut up, Doc!
But, like, this is just something I've noticed. And I'm not saying it's universal. Like, I call people, especially if I'm trying to get a hold of certain dumbasses who aren't answering, you know, and who we were doing something that day, and I'm trying to call him.
Phone calls are normally a last resort.
Yeah.
I think. Like, you text him first.
See, I mean, I feel like I've kind of been desensitized to the whole, like, phone calls are only for last resort stuff, because, A, I have the father who calls me. Literally, this morning, I'm in the grocery store, right? And he calls me, and he's like, hey, what are you up to? And I'm like, I'm shopping for groceries. What do you need? And him just, I'm shopping for groceries, too! Let's talk!
But that's,
and then,
that's
like, I have friends who call me, too, to update me on things that they could text me about at 2 in the morning.
Those are bad friends.
See, here's how I do phone calls. Like, as far as texting goes, I will text people when I'm not in an urgent situation, where it's like, take your time, you're probably not going to respond super fast, like, just whenever you read it, respond. But when it comes to a phone call, it's usually something immediate, where it's like, oh, I need to meet up with you right now, or I need help with something right now. I have a question that I need answered as fast as possible. I'm going to call you and try and get that answer. Or, in certain cases, I do have certain people where it's just like, there was one day I was just feeling really bummed out, and I just wanted to call and talk to a friend. And so I reached out to my friend Anna, and yeah, we just talked on the phone for like 20 minutes and then felt better. Also reconnecting with my buddy Misha. He lives in Colorado right now, so I called him up. We talked on the phone for like 45 minutes and just caught up.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I don't use the phone. Go
when listen. You have a lot to say...
Yeah.
Like, it's best to call. Like, when I had to tell some of my friends from back home that me and my boyfriend broke up, like, I didn't text to call them because I knew they'd want to ask questions and all that. Or me and my friend who lives in Texas, we just started talking. So instead of texting everything, we, like, called each other. Well, we FaceTimed for that whole thing. But it's like, when you have a lot more to say, it's better, I feel like.
Oh yeah, when I broke up with Melissa, I called like three different people to try and sort out my problems, and just like, I feel very shitty right now. I want to call and talk to people. I have tons that I need to say, as well as I feel like I need to hear a lot of what they have to say, as well as their tone of voice to make like everything make sense.
But like, that's a situation that's not just casual day-to-day conversation. It's, hey, something big happened.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm going to make a note. Parents calling you and you calling parents doesn't count.
Does Danielle count from last week?
Yes. But parents don't count. Because
I love her, but this is also the same person who is the random caller when I'm like, you could text me this. What are you... What?
Yeah.
Parents count if they are also really good at texting. My mom, very good at texting, has it figured out. My dad doesn't count just because I can't trust him with text messages. Like, if I need information, like, call him.
My mom's really good at texting, but she always calls me, too.
Dude, your mom Snapchats me all the time.
Yeah.
I know. I don't have a Snapchat for a reason.
My dad has properly figured out how to use emojis, by the way.
Oh, dear God.
So emojis aren't cool anymore. He doesn't do it very often.
I don't even use emojis. It's too much work.
It's an emoji
search feature.
It's entertaining.
Alyssa, what were you going to say?
I just said emojis are life. Oh. I started texting somebody and they don't have an iPhone, and I was like, can I not use emojis? What am I supposed to do without emojis?
Oh, fucking Apple people.
I use emojis seldomly when appropriate, where it's like, hey buddy, thanks for inviting me to that party last night, smiley face. Boom. Mm-hmm.
See, do you do the emoticon?
No, I do the actual emoji. Sometimes.
Wait, what the hell's the
difference? A lot of times I do the emoticon.
Emoticon is the ones that are like the used colon, with punctuation.
Right.
With
okay.
The emoji is like the actual like animated. The yellow face. Or not animated. What is it?
Okay.
Yeah, the actual pictures.
See, every modern piece of hardware or software automatically turns a smiley face into a smiley face emoji.
No.
See? No, not on texting.
On Facebook it does. On Facebook,
yeah, Facebook
on
it does.
Android it does.
Oh.
Well, then get off Android and get a Windows phone.
Poor bastard. That's right.
I don't think I've ever heard those words said
before. Then you have not spent time in a Microsoft store.
Yeah. I picked up emojis.
You're full of shit.
Emoticons. With just over the years of being and talking to people over IM.
Mm-hmm.
As a way of showing emotion in text conversation. So I do a lot of like random little faces when I'm talking to people. But it's not like, you know, hey, I'm sending you a smiley face because it's just like I don't think about it. It's all built in automatically.
See, when I broke up with my first college ex-girlfriend, I started talking to this new girl, and one of my friends was looking over our text conversations, like, you're not using emojis? I'm like, well, no.
Emojis are flirty.
But he's like, and he just like took it and he was sending, like, he was texting her and everyone had like an emoji. I'm like, come on, like, that's excessive.
No, Alyssa's right, they are flirty.
Kids these days!
What?
That's where I'm at with emojis.
Yeah.
Alexander is our resident old man.
Yeah. If you were to create a graph of the amount of emojis I use versus the attractiveness of the person that I'm texting, then you will see that when it's a female, I include a lot more emojis. Just out of the fact that yes, they are flirty. They represent something much bigger than just a smiley face.
Yep. Yep.
That's did not intend for that to sound as sexual as it might have been.
This is a strange, dark world to me.
In case anyone is interested, the Seahawks just scored a touchdown.
Yeah!
That's why you've been so quiet.
Yes!
Yeah, and that's also why my roommate was yelling about 5 seconds ago.
I don't know if you can hear the yelling coming from the room next to me. Or
no. But good. There isn't a zombie apocalypse. There isn't, like, a bomb dropping, and it's just the Seahawks scored.
Yeah. Those
my ESPN
app is yelling so much.
But yes, I just wanted to poke your brain a little bit about that.
Right.
Hopefully, when I'm in my new room, my internet will be better.
Do we have more we'll be talking about, or are we wrapping up?
I mean, we could loop back to that friend zone conversation, because I think
that's a good conversation.
Do we have time for that whole conversation?
We should hold that.
Should we hold that?
We should hold that.
That's next week.
Shall
next
we prepare week. Our research materials?
Okay, next week, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Some anecdotes. I have evidence.
I feel like I have lots of. I feel like I have lots of experience with friend zoning.
I feel like
oh, the whole, yeah. that's where my women's studies class comes in.
Oh, this is going to be an interesting one.
This has been a very low-key, kind of mildly low-energy episode. For that, we kind of apologize.
I think it was good.
When you got here.
Yeah.
You see the way we started for like the first 20 minutes, it was like,
You can cut it out. You can cut it out. You can just add an intro that just says, yeah, we were pretty tired, and then Doc showed up and livened up the party.
No, see, everybody has to experience the full apathy. That is part of our generation's mate. No.
October's over.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, it's so depressing.
We have passed into the months of November.
I don't. No, that's a lie.
Not a cloud in the sky.
I mean, we get Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving. We already did Canadian Thanksgiving.
My great grandmother turns 102.
Jesus.
we'll have a podcast around the time of my birthday, so I'll force you guys to sing me a song.
Yay.
Or something.
Oh no.
Apologize in advance. Oh yeah.
In the past, it was my birthday.
Yeah. That's right. Happy birthday.
19. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I sent my sister a present.
Yes,
oh,
and
that was the other thing I was gonna bring up about like your attitude towards relationships is you're actually doing a very smart approach for your age as well. Is the fact that you're so young. You're under the age of 21 and you're doing this.
That's true. My age, like.
Don't give her a chance to get bigger.
Now you're definitely showing your age, which is very young and ignorant.
I apologize. I will.
Getting bigger.
You're such a young age, you don't even have proper internet.
Shut up! I don't.
It's not her fault. She's at college.
It's her fault. It's always her fault.
Okay, should we wrap up and?
Yeah, let's wrap up because we've got that. We'll keep that.
We have a lot of conversations for next week.
Alyssa, what can they do? Where can they find you?
All right, photography website. It's alyssap.com. So alyssap.com. And coffee. Check out my pictures, and then yeah. That's about it.
No Twitters yet?
My Twitter is very not interesting.
Okay. So. Doc.
Yes, follow me at Doc Von Derwin on Twitter. Check out Podcast Lost in Space for my articles. I will be posting an article later this month. When it comes to Extra Life, I'm going to announce here that I will not be attending and joining the team. I know, super tragic. But I will be there in spirit, as well as I will make a donation, because it is to a very good cause that is very important, as well as I recommend everyone check out that Extra Life that Alex will be doing, as he will be sacrificing his body and mental state for the benefit of others.
And my stomach to Seneca's cooking, which is scary.
Oh, come on!
Burn, which is exactly what Seneca's
and now I'm going to burn his food.
Guys, if I don't make it back, you guys all know why. It's on camera.
Hey, that means I'm the host of the podcast, so I'm cool with that.
Newman.
If you want to do some collaborative writing, hit me up on Google Wave. Yeah.
I miss that. I miss Google Wave.
And you're the only guy who has Google Plus. It's so weird. Do you also have a Vimeo account?
No.
Okay. Twitters.
Things.
Newman Twitters?
Numinator29.
Yep. And if you want to guess on other social media, you can maybe find him there, too.
Probably that.
Senny?
Hi. I'm on the internet. Don't find me. Actually, no, you can find me on Podcast Lost in Space, the actual blog, because I help orchestrate and herd the cats. But, yeah.
Yeah, and thanks for your Halloween post.
Yes, very solid.
Sorry about that.
That didn't happen. No, it's okay.
Hey, that's good.
Very popular article.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, apparently my spur of the moment writing isn't half bad. Cool. Actually, I think in December I'll actually have another post that's actually mine versus herding the cats. So we'll see.
Cool.
Yeah.
As always, you can find me at Red Breard on Twitter. REDBREARD, because I was an idiot as a kid. You can find me on Facebook at Podcast Lost in Space. Or wait, well, yes, you can find us there. But you can also find me as on my writer page, Alexander Pineda. And you can always find me on podcastlessonspace.com. You can find us at Pliss Official on Twitter, Pliss Official on Twitch, which is where we'll be doing our extra live stream, and hoping nothing breaks and burns to the ground. You might catch me there a little bit during the week, too, on Twitch, doing test streams and testing bits and pieces of my hardware to make sure everything works before we really get into it, and then I don't have to troubleshoot on Saturday. And then I've got a post going up this Thursday about NaNoWriMo, which is National November Writing Month, and my thoughts on that, which will be controversial. And then, yeah, check us out on Extra Life. We'll take everything. It's for the children. It's not for us. We don't make money.
Question. Serious question.
Yes.
Are we podcasting next week, or are we just doing Extra Life?
I would like to podcast next week, and we could podcast at the same time that Alex is doing his Extra Life.
Okay.
I will be asleep. You will not see me for the podcast, most likely, but we will still have a podcast. I think Seneca's the only one who's actually really doing Extra Life. Newman might join online a little bit, but
I'm feeding you essentially. Yeah.
So it might you might not see me next week, but you'll see everybody else.
If I'm not driving.
Yeah.
I'm not podcasting from the car.
You can do it.
I'm not doing that.
Not even gonna put forth the effort.
God.
I am not podcasting while driving. That's so dangerous.
Alright. Have a good one, everybody. Hope your Halloween is good.
Bye.
We're into the holiday months. Holy God. Bye.